This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault 3 decades ago has agreed to testify next week before the Senate Judiciary Committee. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, attorneys for Professor Christine Blasey Ford are hoping details of her testimony can be worked out quickly.
Attorneys for Christine Blasey Ford say she has accepted the Senate Judiciary Committee's request for her to tell her story. In a letter to the committee's Republican majority, the attorneys say Ford is willing to appear in the coming week to, in their words, provide her firsthand knowledge of Brett Kavanaugh's sexual misconduct. But the attorneys are also requesting a meeting later today to continue discussing the exact terms of Ford's appearance. They say they're hopeful that details can be worked out. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Militants disguised as soldiers opened fire Saturday on an annual Iranian military parade in the country's oil-rich southwest, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 60. Edward Uranian has details.
Heavily armed gunmen rained automatic weapons fire for more than 10 minutes on participants in a military parade in Iran's Arab Ahvaz region Saturday. Most of the victims reportedly belong to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. Iranian TV showed ambulances ferrying victims to nearby hospitals while survivors could be seen helping the injured. There are conflicting reports over who staged the attack, but both the Islamic State group and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Both the U.S. State Department and the U.N. Secretary General have offered their condolences and condemned the attack. This is VOA News. China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, Saturday to issue a harsh protest against U.S. sanctions imposed after China bought Russian jets and missiles. The move comes hours after China canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. A statement on the Chinese Foreign Ministry's website says the U.S. sanctions are a serious violation of the basic principles of international law and a hegemonic act. The U.S. imposed the sanctions Thursday after China bought Sukhoi fighter jets and surface-to-air missiles from Russia. Those purchases violate a 2017 U.S. sanctions law designed to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The death toll rose to 207, and one survivor was reportedly rescued Saturday from a ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victoria on Thursday. Tanzanian officials continued their search inside the overturned vessel for a third day as an investigation into the mishap got underway. Search teams spent the day pulling bodies from the MV Nyerere, which sank amid speculation it was overcrowded. One man was pulled alive from the wreckage. News reports say the vessel's engineer was rescued near its engine. Officials in North and South Carolina are warning residents that the danger of flooding is not over more than a week after Hurricane Florence pummeled the area with wind and heavy rains. At least 43 people died in the Carolinas and Virginia. Florence dumped up to 91 centimeters of rain on parts of North Carolina, where many areas remain cut off by flooding. The state's governor, Roy Cooper, is asking residents not to try to return home yet.
Some people are able to return home as the floodwaters fall and the evacuation orders lift, but others can't return home yet, either because there's not a safe way to get there or there's no home to go back to at all.
President Donald Trump has declared parts of the Carolinas disaster areas, freeing up federal funds for recovery efforts. British regulators say that Comcast has beat 21st Century Fox in a rare auction that allowed both sides to bid for European broadcaster Sky. After 3 rounds of bidding behind closed doors Saturday, Comcast offered the higher price of $22.58 per share, the equivalent of nearly $39 billion. Fox had offered $20.47 per share. Sky is Europe's largest pay television operator with 22.5 million customers. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.